Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Kedushin Daf Tes. We got up to Ches Amud Beis on the very last line. Says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra. There was a certain person, the Havoka Mazben, he was selling Chumri Pesach Yosa, chains, necklaces, consisting of Pesach Yosa, which according to the second Pshat Rashi means thin glass rings. So he was selling jewelry. Sohi Hai Itisa. This woman shows up and approaches the man with a request. Amrale, she tells him, Havli Chad Shucha, can you please spare one of those necklaces? I'd like to buy a chain off you. Amrala. So the vendor responds to her with a deal. If I give you one of these chains free of charge, Mikadishasli, will you become Mikudash to me? Amrale, so she responds, Hava me Hava. Which translates in Lashon HaKodesh as Nosa in Titein. Just hand it over. Hava mi hava. Amar Rav Chama, well, question is, deal or no deal? No. Kol hava mi hava lav klumu. Responding in this fashion, in this negating fashion, is not in any way an indication that she's accepting his offer. Cut it out. Just let me have the chain. I gotta go. So it's a rejection of his deal. Another story, a similar story, with Hahu Gavra, another fellow, Davakoshasi Chamra Bechanusa, he was drinking wine in this bar. Asoya Itasa, this woman shows up, Armalay, she asks him to spare a glass of wine. Havli Chatkasa, Armalay, he offers her, well, Yahivinalich Mikachasli, if I give you a glass, will you become a Kiddush to me? And she responds in the same way, Armalay, Ashkuy Ashkaya, let me just have the glass of wine, leave me alone. Amrav Chama, that's exactly what she meant. Kol ashkui ashkaya lav klumhi. When you respond in this manner, in a sort of an emphasis tone, right? In a double, repetitive response. Well, ashkui ashkayan, it's not in any way an indication of acceptance. Kol ashkui ashkaya lav klumhu, and she will not become a kudeshes. A third similar story. Hahu Gavra, a fellow Dava Kashadi Tamri Medikla, he was knocking some dates off the palm tree. Asohi Hayitisa, this woman shows up, Amrlay, she asks him to spare some dates. Shadili Tarti, please, can you give me two dates? Amrlay, he tells her, well, Ishadinalech Mikad Shasli, if I do that for you, will you become a Kudush to me in exchange? Amrlay, she responds, well, Shadi Mirsta, just knock off the dates. And again, Amar of Zvid, it's a rejection of his offer. Kol Shadi Mishta, when you respond in this fashion, Lav Klumhu, it's in no way an indication of acceptance. So that's because she doubled it. Shadi Mishta, Ashkuy Ashkayan, Hava Mehava, which in a way is like she's doing away with his offer. No, leave me alone with that. I just need my figs, my dates, my wine, right? But what about if she responded in single fashion, Iboy Lahu, Hav, Ashki, Vishadi Mau. In the first case, if in response to his offer she would have said, let me have it, instead of Hava mi Hava. The wine, Ashki, give me to drink. Or in the case of the fruit, Shadi, toss it off the tree. Mau, what would you say in that case? So when she repeated it for emphasis, that's an indication of the fact that she's doing away with his offer. She's negating his response. Just let me have it. But if she responds in a more subdued fashion, let me have it. Give me the drink. Give me a date. What would you say? Is that an acceptance of his offer or not? Amar Ravina Mekudesh says, yep, it's an acceptance of his offer and she's Mekudesh. Rav Sama Baraksa Amar, no way, in no uncertain terms, Taga, the crown, the Malka of the king, meaning it's a Lashon of a Shavua, in the crown of Hashem. No, of course not. Einam Kodeshes, I vouch. This is not a Lashon of Kiddushin, and that's how we paskin. V'hilchasa Einam Kodeshes. Tosis explains why the Gemara brought three stories. One is food-related, one is drink-related, and one is item-related, to indicate that the same concept applies to all equally. Vilchasa, another halacha we learn, Shirai, remember those silk materials which she offered her for Kiddushin, Leitzrichi Shumet, they don't need to be appraised for them to work as Kiddushin. Basically, we're paskening like Rava, as opposed to Rav Yosef. So, sort of summarizing many halachas here, Vilchasa Karabalezer, we're paskening Karabalezer, who told us the other day, he gave her a mana, but he only actually handed her he promised her a mana, but he only actually handed her one coin, one dinar. In the meantime, we say the kiddushin takes effect, and he just has to complete the deal later. And finally, v'hilchasa k'rav amrav Nachman, pasnak rav, the name of Rav Nachman, who taught us yesterday that if he promised her a mana, but didn't really deliver, just gave her a mashkin as a backup, it doesn't work. Tana rabbana, we know that you can bekadesh with shtar as well. We haven't yet elaborated on the details of the shtar. Tana Rabbana Bishtar, Ketzad, how does that work? What is meant to be written in this document which he hands to the Isha for the sake of Kiddushin? It's not speaking about the Ishtar. Ksuba, of course, which comes later upon marriage. The Ishtar which makes the Kiddushin, that's what we're speaking about. Bishtar Ketzad, Kosav Loi Alaniyar. So the Brisa picks an example where she's underage and her father is administering her Kiddushin. He's representing her. So the potential chosan composes this document for the sake of handing it to the father, right? Kosav lo yalan yarsi, writes on the paper alacheres or on a piece of pottery. Avo b'she'im b'shevaputa, even though it's practically worthless, it needs not to have any value. The point is the content, the text. And it says, bitcha mekudesh asli, your daughter is mekudesh to me, bitcha mures asli, bitcha lili, into all forms, all variations, all types of expressions of kiddushin. Either way, harizim kodesh as it works. Maskev l'rab, zera bar mamon. I have a question on this loshen. Who's writing? The husband. Who's he writing to? The isha or the father of the isha? So basically, the one receiving the goods, the buyer, so to speak, is writing the shtar, which is typically not the case. Halei domi ha'ishtara, this document is totally incompatible with your standard sale document. L'shtar zvini. Look, hasam meicher kosev loy. Typically, when you sell a field, a house, who writes the document? In what format is the document written? Who's addressing whom? The seller addressing the buyer. Sati mechura lacha, my field is being sold to you. Hach, as opposed to this case, a baal kosev, the potential husband is the one writing it, so to speak. Bitcha mekudesh, so your daughter is mekudesh to me. Well, we never find such a document. Who says it works? Amarava. It's contextual. Each case is different. The concept is the same, but in terms of who's addressing whom, well, it depends on the context. Ha sa minyana dekra. True. A sale document is modeled after the formula found in the psukim which describe land sales. V'acha minyana dekra. Likewise, our shtar kiddushin is modeled after the term found in the pasuk describing this transaction. Ha sam ksiv, when selling property, the pasuk says, V'acha marchuz asai. He will now sell his assets. B'moicha tal rachmana. The pasuk is relating to the seller as the one in control, the one in the driver's seat. The focal point is on the meicher. And that's why the shtar is worded in that fashion. I'm selling to you. Hacha, as opposed to marriage-related documents, ksiv ki yigach, the pasuk in describing kiddushin, focuses on the husband. He takes her. V'baal talu rachman, the focal point is on the baal. And that's why the shtar is worded accordingly. Asks the Gemara, well, hasam nami ksiv, by selling a field, it also seems to focus on the buyer. So they by selling Bakasav Yiknu, they will buy the fields. They seem to be in control. Well, Karibe Yaknu, we'll revise it to Yaknu, the seller giving over the field to the buyer. My time occurs be Yaknu. Why are you revising the spelling, so to speak, and the grammar? Because of the other pasuk, Machar Chuzasai, where the focal point is on the seller. Well, Hachanamik Karibe Kiyakiach. Here as well, it says Kiyakiach. Who says to read it that way? Maybe the drasha should be as if it says kiyak kiyach. I will be giving to you. We find a similar a pasuk relating to marriage in this fashion. I gave my daughter over to this man. The focal point is on the father, on the woman. So who says which way to go? He chose to focus on the seller when it, in terms of real estate transactions, and focus on the buyer in terms of marriage. Why go that way? Perhaps you can reverse it. We have psukim the other way too. Allah marava. You're right. Hilchas Aninu. It's based on Teresh Baal Peh. We have a Kabbalah. Halacha Meshem Sinai. This is the way documents are meant to be written. The Rabbanan came and found hints, sort of sources in the psukim to support this format, which was already known through the Halacha Meshem Sinai. By the same, another alternative shot can be, another answer to your question, why is it that by real estate transactions, we have the shtar worded that way? Rashi explains this was a shtar written when Yirmiyahu HaNavi purchased the field from a fellow called Hanameel. And the pasuk ve'ekech ha'sefer ha'mikne puts the focus on the moicher, right? I took the sefer from the seller. The seller gave it to the. He writes that shtar and gives it to the buyer. It's worded accordingly. Sadi mechur locha. I'm selling you the field. He's in the driver's seat. So the content of the shtar describes the relates to the seller as the one orchestrating the deal. So we have one pasuk, Sefer Mikneh. We have the other pasuk, Ummacha Marchuzasi. Again, the focal point is on the Moicher. And therefore, it's sort of two against one against the other pasuk of Sadis Bekensif Yiknu, two against one, so we put the focus on the seller. And the Ravid explains the same thing with Kiddushin. We have two against one. We have Kikachish Isha. The husband is the main character, and we have the other pasuk, which says Vimacheres Ikachloi, it's a pasuk in Mishpatim. Again, the focal point on the husband, so it's two psukim putting the focus on the husband as opposed to the pasuk Esbita Nasati Lishazeh, where the focus is on the father, on the kala, on the right, on the woman, and therefore two against one, we focus on the man. That's the Rishonim in the name of the Raiva to explain this Gemara. So bottom line is, it could be Mekadesh with a shtar, even if the shtar itself doesn't have much value, as long as the content has value and has meaning, and is worded correctly. How do we word a document? Well, a sale document, in the case of a Mechira, of a Sada, etc., it's all about the Mecher, I'm giving it to you, I'm selling it to you. In case of the a marriage-related document, it's all about the husband. Okay. V'Amarav, Amarav Nach, Kosev Lo Yal HaNayar, so again, the same halacha. He has a document. The document itself doesn't have much value, but the content has meaning. Bitcha mekadesh asli, bitcha mures asli, bitcha lili into. Either one of these expressions work. Now, who is accepting this shtar? Bein al yidei havia, bein al yidei atzo mekadesh. Whether she accepts it or her father accepts it, the kiddushin works. Midaitai. Midaitai means provided that he's aware of it, that the father, had asked her to be makabel the shtar kiddushin. Why? Why do we need his involvement? Vushalai Bugger. We're speaking that she's not yet a Bugeris, 12 and a half years old. She's not yet a super adult. And therefore, father has to be in the loop. Right? It's his choice. It's his zuchus. However, Kosavlo Alanayor, Oyala Cheris, Avo Bishayim Bishayar Prutta. But if he goes on and he puts together this document and he writes, Hariat Mukudeshus Li, Hariat Lili Intu, Hariat Muresus Li, Mikudeshus. We say it works. Bein al yidei avia, bein al yidei atzma. Whether her father accepted the yishtar or whether she did, midata, but she has to be involved. She has to know about it. She asked her father to be mekabel the star. Why? Vusha Bagra, we're speaking that she's already a begeris, a full adult, in which case it's her business and her father can become her shliach if she asked him to do so. So we know that you can be mekadesh with a shtar. You also know that you can be megarish, you can divorce with a shtar, we call it a get. And the get has to be written lishma, with the woman in mind. You can't just take a generic draft get and use it for the woman. It has to be lishma, as we're going to Maseches Get. What about a shtar erusin? A shtar kiddushin? Boy, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Shtar erusin. Shekasvei, shaloi lishma. If the shtar erusin was written, for a different woman, with the same name, can you use it for this woman? Mao. What is the status of this shtar? Havayos, li yitzias makshinan. Do we connect havayos to yitzias, marriages, to divorces? And we say, ma yitzia, ba'inon lishma. Af. Havaya. Ba'inon lishma. Right? Just as the get. Upon divorce has to be written lishma, as Rashi brings on the top line, dechsiv v'kasav lo lishma. Right? So perhaps af havayis, the shtar of kiddushin, which is actually learned from the concept of get. We had this back on a couple of days ago, right? So perhaps it has to follow the same formula. It has to be done lishma. Or perhaps you can say, no, havayis ladadi makshinan. We compare and connect the various forms of marriage, of kiddushin. And we'll say it like this, mahavaya d'kesef, like be'inim l'shmo. Just as in terms of the kiddushin which takes place with money. Money doesn't have to be coined or minted for the sake of this issue. Afavaya d'shtar, like be'inim l'shmo. So perhaps, in similar fashion, the shtar kiddushin need not be composed with her in mind. So which way is it? Basa de Bayad. Pashta, after he presented the question, he responded, Havaya li tzia makshinon. Yep. We connect marriage to divorce. Damakras, the pasuk says, V'yatza. She leaves this man, V'haysan. She goes and marries a second man. So we learn from here that you need lishma by shtar kedushin as well. And Rashi explains on the third line, Hadar pashta v'yatza v'haysa, says Rashi, Sharei ikhar shtar shtar koina b'isha mekan lamado. How do we even know that shtar works by kedushin from this hekish, this comparison, this connection? So compare it all the way. So we know that the shtar kedushin must be written with her in mind. What about, next question, do we need her involvement? Does she have to know about it as you write it? Do you have to get her okay before you write the shtar kedushin? Or can you do that later? Itmar, we have the following discussion. Kasvei lishma. So he wrote the shtar kiddushin with this isha in mind. It was customized for this woman. But v'shalei midata, he never discussed it with her. He first put together the shtar and then discussed it with her. Right? We have machlekes. Rav of Ravina, Amri Mekadeshes, they say it works, as long as he tells her afterwards and he gives it to her l'shem kiddushin. Rav Papa, Rav Shravya, Amri and Mekadeshes, they say no, it doesn't work unless she knows full fact beforehand that he's writing the shtar kedushin for her kedushin. Amar Papa, let me first explain their opinion. Interesting. He's first explaining the opposition, and then my own position. I'll explain where they're coming from. That das is not a prerequisite. Why? The same hekesh we had a minute ago. We connect marriage to divorce. Right? Let's compare it all the way. Just as a get need be written lishma, right? It has to be customized, but she's totally out of the loop. In fact, the entire gerushin happens baal karcha without her consent. So let's adopt that formula to shtar kedushin as well. Af havaya nami lishma v'shalei midata. Lishma is needed, but not midata. That's their opinion. My opinion is as follows. Let's follow the same track. V'yotza v'hoysa, right? Makash havayi litzia. And proceed as follows. Ma yitzia b'inan das makna. Just as in terms of get, you do need the das of who? The one giving, the one providing, the one being makna. Who's that? Who's being the makna by get? The man. He's giving away, he's sending away his wife. You need his das. He has to instruct the sefer, as we learned back in Meseches Gittin. Af havaya, bein das makna. Same thing with Shah Kedushin. You need the das makna. Who's the das makna? Says Rashi, about 10 lines from the top. Af kan das makna, dahainu ha'isha. In this case, it's the isha. Sheniknis labal. She's giving herself over to the husband. So, yeah, exactly. Kedushin must match get. In both, you need lishma. In both, you need the das. But the only difference is, the das makna by get is the man. And you need his involvement, his das. And the das makna by kedushin is the woman. So likewise, you need her involvement before you write the shtar. Meisri, we have a kasha on this. Before you write the shtar erusin, engagement, or shtar nesuin, which is perhaps the ksuba, okay, you need both their consent. You need the okay of both parties. Elam midashneim, my love shtar erusin nesuin mamish. So the Gemara figures at this point, most probably we're speaking about the actual documents that we're speaking about, the Shtar Kedushin, and you need their Das. Lo Yishtar Psikta. Says the Gemara, no, actually, when we speak about Shtar Erisin, we don't mean the Shtar of, you know, Kedushin. We mean, you know, the financial arrangements that they made with each other. That's all it's speaking about. And over there, you need their das. So they sit down, you know, the family sit down, they discuss finances. How much are you offering for your son? Kach v'kach, such and such. Lebitcha, kach v'kach, what about for your daughter? How much are you contributing to the marriage fund? Kach v'kach. So it was sort of a verbal commitment. Amdu v'kichu, so they moved on and they did the kiddushin. Kanu. This arrangement is binding, despite the fact that they never actually put it in writing. Rashi says, even though there was no kinyan, but bahia no de komis chatni adodi, says Rashi, gomri makni. It's based on the Gemara Ksubas Daf Kuf Beis. They're so excited and so ecstatic about this, momentous occasion, and that itself catapults them into full-fledged commitment, even though there was no actual commitment with ma'ase kinyan done. Heinin hadvarim, haniknu ba'amira. So in this case, we say that even just verbals become commitments. Now, so how do we get to documents? It says Rashi. If it so happens that some well-meaning fellows, observers, decided to actually put it in writing, can they do that? One second. If the parties agree, okay. But otherwise, perhaps they only want it to remain as verbal commitments. They don't want a shtar, you know, going out on their names and complicating their business, situation. So, bottom line is, if you want to write this type of shtar down, you need das name, of course. But we're not speaking about your classic shtar kiddushin, which is the topic of our sugya. There, perhaps you don't need the das of the isha. And actually, it's a machlekes, as we mentioned. Okay, so bottom line is, we know about shtar being kaina. We know the shtar has to indicate that the husband is buying the wife, is acquiring the isha. That's the format that we use based on the psukim, based on the lochemish mesinai. The actual document need not be worth much, as long as the context is written properly. You need lishma, just like the get. And in terms of das of the isha, well, we have a machlekas. Let's continue. Kesef is koine, shtar is koine, ube bia. When the couple spends time physically together as a married couple, that too can make a kiddushin. Minolan, how do we know that in fact that works? Amar Ravo Amar Yechanan. Amar Kro, the pasuk says, "V'hi bu'ulas baal." This is in Dvarim Chavbeis. Ki matze ish shechev misha bu'ulas baal. So what do we learn from him? Alamid, shena selo baal. How does one become a husband? There's a way to do it, al-yidei bi'ilah, by interacting as married. So that interaction, that physical interaction, creates kiddushin. Just as shtar can do kiddushin, just as kesef can do kiddushin. This is also a form of kiddushin. Amar le Rab Zera le Rabo. Va'amar le, some say it was Rish Lakish who presented directly to the source of this limud, who is Rabbi Yechanan. Why did you have to seek an alternate source for the concept of kedusha bia? Ke'ura zu shoshana Rebbe? Ke'ura zu, was it unattractive, not nice? I mean, something wrong? Was there something that you didn't like about Rebbe's source? We have a pasuk right here. Kikach ish isha ubala. Right? The pasuk of kedusha. What's wrong with this pasuk? Ubala teaches us malamashin kizu bia. Bia is a form of kinyan. Well, ima hasam, if only that pasuk, I mean, I would say, you know, the pasuk says kikach ish isha, perhaps that means through a kesef, a ring, ubala, and stage two is bia. You need both to make kedushin, kesef and bia. Ad the mikadesh vader bar. Perhaps you need both to accomplish kedushin. That's why I chose the other pasuk, kamash malon, the other pasuk which tells you how do you become a husband through bila. Maskevlar of Abarbamam. So bottom line is we have two possible sources for kedusha bia: Rabbi Yechanan bu'ulas bal, and Rabbi kikach ish isha ubala. Maskevlar Rav Abarbamam. I have a kasha. Meaning, how could you even entertain the thought, the notion, that both elements are required to be mekadesh and isha? Kesev and bia, which makes her a non-basula, right? Changes her status. Imkain, if that would be the case, nara hamurasa. Your classic halach of nara hamurasa, right? The Amar Rachman of the Pasuk says, biskila. One, a stranger interacts physically with an engaged nara, engaged girl, we say, there is a skila, death by stoning, right? Provided she's a basula. Never had a physical interaction with a man. How can you ever get to that point? If she's engaged, and engagement entails, right? If engagement entails the chasan doing kesef and bia, then she's not a psula any longer. You never have a murasa who's still a psula. They're mutually exclusive, right? Na murasa, rachmana beskila. How could you ever get to skila, which only happens by a psula? She's not a psula. By default, she's not a psula if she's murasa, according to your way of thinking. Hechem ishkachas. Ida agdish vadar boil. If he gave her the money and then Be'ilah to create that Erusin, then Be'ulah, she's already a Be'ulah. If you only gave her the ring without Be'ilah, Lav Klumu, she's not engaged. So it's either all or nothing. Lav Klumu. Amro Rabban Kamed Abaye, so the Chachamim responded to Abaye. We'll come up with a situation where it can work. Mishkachasla. This is how it's going to work. Kigain Shabba Olea Orosh, like a darka. This Oros, this Chasam, did both, and she still remained a besula. How? Because he interacted with her physically in the irregular way, shalai kadarka, in which case she's still technically a besula. Amar Abaye. Abaye responded, Amar lehu Abaye. So he's speaking to them, right? Lashon Rab. Amar lehu Abaye. Well, that won't either work. That's not a solution to this question. You know why? Because if her husband interacts with her shalai kadarka, she loses her basula status. When a stranger does so, she can still maintain her basula status, but not her husband. This is going to see from the psukim later. It's a different type of relationship. That does change her status. So that takes us back to our question. If he did that, then she's no longer basula. Amar lo Abaye, ad kan li pliki. Rebbe Rabbanon, this whole machlokes we're going to see in a minute between Rebbe and the Rabbanon, where the Rabbanon hold that interacting with an isha in the irregular way from the back is not considered an interference with her basula status. Ela be'acha, that only applies if it's a stranger, a non-husband. Avo bal, but if it's her own chasen, her own husband, divya koil, all agree. In ba'alash le'kadarka, even if he interacts with her the irregular way, aso ba'ula, he turns her from a basula to ba'ula. So basically we have the kasha. Kasha is still outstanding. Why do we need another pasuk? Because otherwise I would think you need to do kesev and bia in order to attain kiddushin. Well, then you never have an engaged girl who's still a psula. And shleika daka is not a solution, because if it's the husband doing that, she's no longer a psula. Mahi, so what exactly are we referring to? We had a machlekes, Rabbi Nerabonon, what's that going on? Mahi, the sanya. Boy, leal yudanosha. So, we're going to get back to that question in a minute. We're going to try to find another solution. But in the meantime, we're just going to go off on a slight tangent and quickly discuss the machlekes Rabbi Rabbanon about Bia Shalika Darka. Mayi, the Sanya. Bo'ole Yudanosham. So you have an Isha who interacted with 10 men. Va'adayini Besula, but she's still a Besula. Kulam Beskila. So we're speaking that she was a Nara Murasa, right? She was engaged. All these men are liable to Skila. Why? Because she's still a Besula. Rabbi disagrees. Aymarani, my opinion is Harisham Beskila, the first man gets Skila because she's still a Besula at that point, but Bekulam Bechenek, subsequently she loses her Besula status, even though with Shalei Kedarka, they all get Chenek, a different type of Misa, because she's no longer a Besula. Okay, bottom line is, back to our question, how can you even suggest that Kedushin involves Kesef and Bia, which would basically preempt the possibility of a Isha who's engaged and still a Besula, which we know exists because the Torah speaks about it. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mishkachasla. You know how it could work? Kigon Shekitcha Bishtar. Very simple. When the Torah speaks about Anar Hamurasa, who's still a Besula, he was Makadasha with Shtar. Now, when the Shtar doesn't need any help, Kesef needs Bia, but Shtar works on its own independently. Just as Shtar can completely disengage and disconnect the marriage as per a divorce document, likewise, on the flip side, when you want to marry with a Shtar, it works on its own, independent of any other method. So Nara Muraso, still a Besula, is speaking that he engaged her with a Shtar. Okay, so there's a wonderful Teret to answer our Kasha. And that puts that to rest. Now, bottom line is, we have two possible sources that Bia can make Kiddushin. Rabbi Yechanan from Bu'ul Asbal, and Rabbi from Vika Kikach Ish Isha Ubala. Rabbi Yechanan now, according to him, Hayu Ubala, my Yavad Lei, what does he do with the Pasuk Ubala? Which is extra. Hahu Mibayle, that's needed to teach us. Zu Niknas with Bia. An ordinary wife can be acquired through Bia, Ein Amo Evriya Niknas with Bia, but you cannot acquire a Jewish maidservant with physical interaction. That's not a way to go. It doesn't work. Saga the Tachmina, perhaps I would think it can work. Tasei b'kabuchem miyavama. Perhaps it can be learned from yavama. Uma yavama. Since by a yavama, she'ein niknis b'kesef. You can, you know, acquire the yavama with kesef. There's only one method. Niknis b'bia. Bia works. Zusha niknis b'kesef. Certainly the Amo Evriya, who can be purchased with kesef. So she has that advantage. Ein adin. Doesn't that lend to reason that you can do the same with bia? She niknis b'bia. And that's why we need the pasuk Gubba Allah, only by your wife does it work, but not otherwise. Well, what's your Hava Amina Mali Yivomash against Kukubay Mendes? Yivom is so different. That can't provide a source. That can't provide a precedent for Amo Evriya. Remember, Yivom is sort of halfway in. She's bound to the brother because of her earlier marriage with his brother. She's already like half married. So yeah, over there Bia works to conclude that process. Why would you think that it works by Yom Evriya, who does not have that advantage? Perhaps I would think it works by Yom Evriya as well. You know why? Hoyle, because of the Pasuk says, in describing a maidservant's owner who's marrying another woman as well. So he owned her as a maidservant, then he did Yi'ud. Right? The Pasuk speaks about the maidservant master taking her in as a wife. Right? Marrying her. And then he married another woman alongside. And the Pasuk, you know, warns him, make sure to treat your maidservant turned wife with respect. Because the Pasuk says, Imakharasi kachloi, he adds another wife to her. So we're sort of comparing the first to the second, the Kisha HaKosav LaAcheres, we're comparing the Amo Evriya to the second wife, and perhaps that could lead us to conclude that Ma Acheres Miknai Bebiya, just like he can acquire the ordinary wife with Bia, Av Amo Evriya Miknai Bebiya, likewise, the Amo Evriya initially, when he purchased her, can do so with physical interaction, Kamashmol, and that's why the Pasuk needs to tell you they can't. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yechanan uses Rabbi's Pasuk to tell you to rule out the Yavama, rule out applying Bia to an Amo HaEvriya. Now, how does Rabbi know this? V'Rabbi HaSvarim Menali, Rebbe has already used this pasuk Uba Allah to teach us the fundamental halacha that you can be mekadesh bebiyah. How does he know to rule out the Ami Avriyah? Im kein, because if it's only to teach you the basic halacha, lichta berachman ubal. The pasuk would simply say kikach ishish ubal, umay ubalah. Ubalah is a miut. Only works here, not elsewhere. Shema minotati. That allows us to learn both halachas from this pasuk. Next question. Ula Rabba. What about Rabba who already uses the pasuk ubalah to teach you something else entirely different? The Amar, he told us, Bar Ahina, there was a certain Chacham with his name Bar Ahina. Az Bar Li, he taught me an interesting halacha. What do we learn from Ki Gachish Isha Uba'Allah? That tells you that Kiddushin must be enabled. It can lead to physical interaction. But if for any reason there's a barrier preempting that experience, the Kiddushin doesn't work. Kiddushin HaMesurin Labia, have a Kiddushin. So for instance, Rashi explains, let's say, he approaches two sisters and he says, look, here is one pruta for one of you. He doesn't specify which one. It doesn't take off because it's not Roy Labia. This fellow has no clue which one is his wife, which one is his wife's sister, which is a terrible erva, kares. So he can't get near any one of them on the chance that one of them is the one usher to him. Right, so that's called kiddushin that doesn't lead to bia. So it's nothing at all. Kiddushin on misurin labia have a kiddushin, but kiddushin she'ein misurin labia we have a kiddushin, and that's learned from this pasuk. Kikach ish isha. What type of kiddushin works? Ubala, which can lead to bi'ila. And if the pasuk is used for that, Michael Amemar, it's no longer available for the other drush. Im kein, says the Gemara, we can learn everything from here, because if it's only coming to tell you about the basic halacha of kedusha bia by an isha, and the more advanced point to preempt the Amay Avriya, the pasuk could have said im kein nichtav kra oy bayala. Could have said kikach ish isha oy bayala, or he did bia to be mekadesh the isha. That teaches us that bia works. The extra heyu bayala, only this one, not the Amay Avriya. But my ubala, why is the pasuk worded differently? Kikach ish isha ubala, which sounds like it's a continuous process. It only works if kiddushin can lead to bia. Shema min akulu. This teaches us everything, one big full package, all the halachas in one word. So we have two sources for kiddushe bia: Rebbe's pasuk, kikach ish isha ubala, and Rabbi Yechanan's pasuk, bu'ulas bal. We've already explained what Rabbi Yechanan does with Rebbe's pasuk. It's coming to exclude kinyan bia by the Amah Ivriya. Now the question is, for Rebbe, hi bulas baal, my yavad lei, what does Rebbe do with Rabbi Yechanan's pasuk? Answers the Gemara. Hi mi baile, it's coming to teach us as follows. Baal oisa oisa bu'ula shalei kedarka. If her husband interacts with her the irregular way, it can turn her from a besula to be'ula. It's a change of status. So when the husband does it, it changes her status. But not when it's done by a stranger. Now before we continue, let's just recap for a minute the brayso we had before, which discussed this very issue. And there was actually a machlokes between the Rabbanan, who held that even if there were asora anoshim interacting shalei kedarka, she still retains her basula status, right? Rebbe disagreed. He said, no, she loses her status. So, regarding the actual husband himself, we've already concluded that when the husband does that, she loses the basula status. But by a stranger, the Chacham say, she maintains her status. It doesn't affect her basula status. And Rebbe seemed to disagree. But here, Rebbe seems to say the other way around. Baal oisa oisa bulush lekedarka, ve'ein acher oisa oisa bulush lekedarka. Only the husband's interaction in this matter makes her a bula, but not a stranger. And that's what we learn from this pasuk. Bula as baal. Asks the Gemara, one second, how does this match with Rebbe's words in that brayso? Umi isle le Rebbe haisvara? Does Rebbe really hold this opinion about Tanya. We had that brisa, which indicates otherwise. Bo'u Aleh, Yud Anoshim, right? She was involved with 10 Anoshim. Vadaini Besula, so was Shloika Darka, so she's still physically a Besula. Kulam Beskila, Chachamim maintain, she's still a Besula. And therefore they get Skila. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi disagrees. It affects her status. Omer, my opinion is, Harishim Beskila, V'kulam Bechemek. The first perpetrator, he gets Skila, because she was a psula at that point, but everybody else is just chenek because she's no longer a psula. And a minute ago, we just turned it around. We said that according to Rebbe, when it's anybody other than the husband, she does not have a change of status. So that's the Gemara, it depends for what. That Bryce, where Rebbe says that she has a change of status, that's regarding the Nara Murasa, where there's a death penalty involved. And there we say that only the first one is liable to that skila, but nobody else. But when it comes to other penalties, not in Arusa, speaking about other forms of knas, you know, you have oines, a mafata, inappropriate interaction with a woman without her consent, or seduced. So those are different situations. Amar b'zera, ma'ide Rebbe linin knas, the kulu mishalmi. Even though when it comes to the Nara Murasa, where there is Misa involved, Rebbe maintains that once she interacts with even a stranger, Shloi Kedarka, she's no longer a Besula, but that's only regarding Misa. But when it comes to other forms of penalty, a non-Nara Murasa context, Oines, Mefata, or regular Isha, he forces her to interact with him as married, etc. All those situations are treated differently. Moide Rebbe Linin Knas to Kulu Mishami. In that case, all are equally responsible, meaning that a Biyash Leikadaka does not change her status, does not cause her to lose her Besula status, which is a prerequisite for those penalties as well, if the Shleikadaka occurred via her interaction with a stranger. Omar Abzera, Moide Rebbe Linin Knas to Kulu Mishami. They're all equally responsible, you treat her as a Besula. Only the husband interaction with her shleikadak can change her status and remove her basula status, but not if it happened through a stranger. That's regarding knas. As per the pasuk we just had a minute ago, bulas bol, only the husband has that effect, but not a stranger. Regarding that other brisa, where Rebbe seemed to hold that even a stranger can change her status by being involved with her shleikadak, that's regarding misa. Asks the Gemara Mishnah Miktola, why is knas different than misa? Well, Shani Hassan, by Misa we have a Pasuk, which exempts everybody. The Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, only this man, on his own, the first man, gets Misa. Which is coming to teach us that only the first one, who interacted with her as a real Besula, gets the Misa, but otherwise, every subsequent perpetrator who followed that first man, who is with her Shlai Kedarka, is not put to death in the same manner. She's not treated as a Besula. So it's Xeris HaKasav. When it comes to Misa, we single out the first one in contrast to everybody else. Nu, V'Rabbon Hai Levada Mayav Delay. Now the Rabbon who disagreed in the Braisa, they held that if the interaction was merely Shlai Kedarka, she's still a Besula regarding all the perpetrators, regarding all their Chiyuv Misa. So what did the Rabbana do with Levada? You might have the Lame Bailu, they need it for something else. The Sanya, we have a Brai, so Mesu Gam Shneim. So we speak about an Isha and Isha who were involved in Arayis, right? Umesu Gam Shneim, they're both liable to Misa. Why does it have to say Mesu Gam Shneihem? Ach Yu Shneim Shavan Ke Echa, Divrabi Isha. Contra Rabbi Isha, the halacha of Misa is only applied if they're both adults, they're both equally responsible for their actions, as opposed to a gadol who's involved with a ketana, there's no Misa there, even for the gadol. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yenison, I don't know. Or Misa ish asha shachiv ima levadai. Even if he's one alone, even if he's the only adult on the scene, even if she's a ketana and exempt, because she's not liable to Misa, not liable to Einshin at all, she's a ketana. But if he's an adult, he's chayiv. So we learn Levadi for that halach. Rabbi Yechanan, my svara minale. Now Rabbi Yechanan, who had used the pasuk of Be'ulas Baal to teach us the basic fundamental halacha that you can mekadesh with bia. So how does he know this drasha that we learned a minute ago that the husband can make her a besula like a darka, nobody else? How does he know this? Im came because if so nichtav krab Be'ulas Ish, the pasuk should just say Be'ulas Ish, which will tell us that her husband can make her a bulash like a darka, but nobody else. My bulas baal. Why does the pasuk have to say bulas baal? This teaches us shemam natati. We learn both things from here. We learn the first halacha and also the halacha of the fact that the husband's interaction with her like a darka can make her a besula and nobody else. So Be'ulas Ish would tell you that you could become her husband through Be'ila. That teaches us the basic halacha. And Be'ulas Baal tells you only the Baal makes her a Be'ula through his Be'ah Shalekadak. Okay, let's quickly recap today's daf. We had the three instances where this man offered Isha a deal in exchange for Kiddushin, and she sort of negated him. And therefore we say it's not a Kiddushin. Shtar does not need to be worth anything, but the actual text has to be done properly. In the case of a Shtar Mechira, the focal point is on the seller. In the case of a Shtar Kiddushin, the focal point is on the husband. You need the Isha's Das, or the husband, or the father's Das, depending on her age. The Shtar Erisin has to be written Lishma. Does she have to consent to writing the shtar? Well, we have machlekes amarayim, whether or not. Bia is mekadesh and isha, whether it's from the pasuk Be'ulas Baal, or whether from the pasuk of ki kachish isha ba'ala. An amma of riyah cannot be acquired through bia. We learned about kedushin hamesurah l'bia. We had a whole discussion regarding the status of bia shalei kedarka in terms of the husband, in terms of a stranger, and what it does to her status. All the best to you and hatzlacha rabbah.